Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother. I am here with joy as I feel you from the heart. You are my family. I know what it's like to be human. And I wanted to bring to you a spirituality that is in harmony with your humanness, with being human. Not a set of rules or commandments, not even a moral teaching. I was there, I was on earth to open hearts, to make people aware of their inner beauty, their innocence, the love that's in their heart. Because it's this love that is the key to bringing heaven down on earth. I came down to bring a teaching of love to humanity, and still my words are being misunderstood. I'm asking you now to connect with your heart, to breathe into your heart. And to be aware that there are angelic energies in your heart. You are connected with an angelic dimension right now inside your heart. This is the part of you that is truly loving and compassionate and is able to feel one with all that lives, with other human beings, with nature. It's a very sensitive part of you as well. So feel into this angelic energy inside your heart. And you may visualize it, see it as a color, or a crystal. From your heart, you are connected to all of creation. And because your consciousness has evolved, you are becoming more and more sensitive. Your heart energy is opening wider and wider. And although this is a part of your evolution, it also brings certain risks. To put it very simply, in order to stay centered while in everyday life, while being on earth, you need to be grounded. You need to be aware that you have boundaries as a human being. It's part of your humanness that you have needs and emotions and fears. So the angelic part, the part of you that feels one with everything, needs to be balanced with a very grounded energy that enables you to create boundaries around yourself. So I just ask you to feel into your heart energy. And now I'm asking you to bring your awareness to your feet, to put both your feet on consciously on the floor, and to feel to allow your consciousness to flow into your feet and be really present there. And I'd like to make things very specific. I'm asking you to now imagine a situation in your everyday life or focus on a particular relationship in your everyday life and focus on someone that you feel an emotional connection with, but there may also be some imbalances in the relationship, or you may not feel completely at ease in it. And now imagine that this person is standing opposite to you and tune into him or her from your heart. And feel that you are able to look at them with a lot of compassion and understanding and genuine love. You have a very non-judgmental awareness inside of you. However, you're also a human being. And now I'm asking you to travel with your awareness into your feet again. And now visualize that you're standing opposite to this person. And ask your feet, the intelligence inside your feet, what they want. Do they feel they need to take a step back? Or do they want to get closer to the other person? How much space your feet know, how much space or distance you need energy-wise in relation to this person. And it may be the case that although you love them or and understand them, that still your feet are telling you that you have to move away, that you have to protect yourself or keep distance. And the same applies to other situations in your everyday life, for example, in your job or environment or daily activities you do. Imagine that you are doing one of these activities. And again, you see the situation from the heart. You look at it with understanding and compassion. And you notice that you are able to see things from a lot of perspectives. And that's a beautiful thing. But you're also human. And now go with your awareness into your feet again and be there completely and look at your feel how this environment, how this situation impacts you. whether it serves you or not. Do your feet tell you that you like to be there? Or do they tell you that you don't feel comfortable there? So with this simple exercise, I'm inviting you to become aware of two kinds of intelligence. And many of you, you who are listening, are very sensitive and have an open heart. And when you stand up for yourself or say no or remove yourself from a situation, you often feel heavy, you feel guilty or responsible, and this creates suffering in you. But I'm telling you, you need both centers, the feet and the heart, to find out what's really your place or your role in this world. And now imagine that you're somewhere out in nature, in a beautiful surroundings that you like. And you're standing there with bare feet, feeling nature, feeling Mother Earth. And feel protected by her. And know that you are here with a mission. You are here to bring something precious and beautiful to this world. And there's a flower. Imagine there's a flower in the center of your heart. And see this flower now. It contains not just your love and compassion, but also your knowledge and wisdom. And this flower needs to be nourished. It needs the energy in your feet, which are its roots. You need to take care of yourself as a human being. If you don't, then the flower cannot bloom, cannot be sustained. Be aware of this. Your sensitivity often requires that you spend time alone or connect deeply with nature, and you may feel easily upset by the energies of people around you. And while you may truly appreciate them and understand them, you are in fact distancing yourself from a lot of fearful collective energies, and you are trying to reconnect to your soul's energy. So my message is very simple. Whenever you find yourself in trouble, in everyday situations, try feeling into the situation, first from the heart and then from your feet. Your feet have a certain intelligence, and being grounded means being aware of your humanness and your human boundaries. That's my advice. And I'm telling you that you are beautiful, radiant angels. I see who you are on the heart level. Thank you for being here, and I'm happy to address your questions.